Hi everybody, my name is Peter Laws and I'm a church minister here in the UK. Now people hear that and assume that I'm supposed to be therefore a professional nice person, which is why they sometimes then get confused when they hear that I also happen to have a strong and long-running taste for the macabre. Yeah, from being at primary school where I learned to play the themes of The Exorcist, Halloween and Assault on Precinct 13 on the xylophone, to being a horror-loving teenager who wore t-shirts with 3D latex axes hanging out, to going on countless ghost hunts with my friends, to just last year when I went to Transylvania to try and track down Dracula. I have always been a fan of the creepier side of life. It's one of the reasons I present the YouTube show and podcast, The Flicks the Church Forgot, which explores the deeper and sometimes spiritual themes in horror movies. But every now and again, when I'm exploding a zombie head on my PS4, or I'm watching an obscure Italian horror movie late at night, or when I'm sitting in a coffee shop listening to the expanded soundtrack to the Amityville Horror while reading true life tales of the paranormal, every now and then I think, why? Why am I interested in this stuff? Why have I and millions of other people got what the author Lynn Hatcher calls the spooky gene? Well, I'm setting out to answer that question, and I'm delighted to be able to announce that I've just signed a publishing deal with Icon Books to write a non-fiction book called The Frighteners, asking why so many of us ordinary everyday folk are drawn to material that is morbid, macabre, and frankly downright repellent. I'm excited also that an American publisher has offered to bring it out in the US, and also Amazon Audible Studios are going to be making it into an audiobook. That means then, for the next year, I'm going to be researching and writing on this subject, trying to understand why so many of us love the dark. I'll be traveling around meeting psychologists and anthropologists, evolutionary biologists, as well as meeting those who enthusiastically embrace the gothic in their lives, and also those who think it's a satanic plot to ruin society. Along the way, I'm going to be having a bunch of morbid experiences of my own, from being chased by zombies to hanging out in real-life morgues and staying over in abandoned, creepy churches, all in a quest to understand this odd quirk so many of us seem to have. And this is where you come in. Firstly, I am on the lookout for people, particularly here in the UK, but anywhere really, who embrace the morbid in their lives. Perhaps you would call yourself a real-life vampire. Maybe you're planning a horror-themed wedding, or you keep a coffin in your house. If your interest in the dark side is what some people might call unusually enthusiastic, I want to hear from you. And let me be clear, by the way, this book is not out to denigrate you, but to affectionately understand why the morbid can be meaningful to people like you and I. And secondly, I'm looking for people to join the Frighteners Cutting Crew. That's a team of laser-eyed readers who will keep their eyes open for books and articles, videos and newspaper reports that might showcase our culture's attraction to the macabre. Maybe you're reading the local newspaper and you hear that the primary school down the road is having a zombie party. Or you scroll through the internet and you notice that some guy has turned his house into a shrine to Vincent Price. Basically, whether creepy, disturbing, or macabre fuses with everyday life, I'm interested. Send it my way to revpeterlaws@icloud.com, or you can follow me on Twitter and get it to me that way at revpeterlaws. Now let me be straight up, I'm simply not in a position to pay people for sending me links here and there, but what you will get is the proud knowledge that you are contributing to the study of morbidology. The book's going to be published in 2018, which seems like a long time away, I understand that, but in the meantime, in 2017, my debut novel is coming out, it's getting published and will be in shops then. Purged is a start of a spooky series starring a disgraced ex-vicar that's now turned an atheist. He's a professor of religion and he writes books debunking the Christian faith, as well as helping the police solve bizarre, religious, paranormal and cult-related crimes. The first novel, Purged, is in shops 16th of February and is up for pre-order now. And the follow-up, Unleashed, will be out the following year. You can also check out my podcast, YouTube channel and my monthly horror movie column in the print magazine, The Fortune Times. So, if you're up for it, I'd love it if you can share this video so that I can get more and more people interested in joining the Frighteners Cutting Crew, or for those who want to drop me a line with any stories of personal experience of loving the morbid, or indeed if you think horror movies, paranormal TV shows and scary computer games are actually bad for society, let me know why. So grab your silver bullets and join me in the shadows for a 12-month research journey as I set out to discover if it's God or the devil, human evolution or warped psychology, or just plain human weirdness that explains why so many of us love the dark.